You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Democrats are gathering for their state convention in Lansing tomorrow, and the Republicans are holding their convention in Grand Rapids today and tomorrow. Joining us, as they do most Fridays, are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate, and Susan Demas, the publisher at Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, I saw yesterday the Donald Trump campaign named its congressional district representatives. Some current legislators are among that list, no doubt in Grand Rapids today. So that moves the Trump presidential campaign ahead in the state. What are the jobs Michigan Republicans have to accomplish this weekend?
Well, I think one of the undercurrents is going to be, can they get Republicans unified behind their presidential nominee? Because there are Republicans both in Michigan and around the country that have said they're not going to vote for Trump. So part of the challenge for Republicans this weekend is to give at least the appearance of being unified and saying that Michigan is in play.
They also have Supreme Court candidates, Board of Education, university boards, folks like that down ballot. They have to make those decisions this weekend as well, right?
That's right. There are some nominations for Supreme Court, Board of Ed, U of M, Wayne State, MSU trustees. And that's really not going to be the big issue. I think it's about Trump and unifying the party, and then there's going to be an undercurrent about the 2018 gubernatorial election.
Oh, yeah, I bet it will. I want to talk about that a little later. Susan, my colleague Steve Carmody reported the backers of Senator Bernie Sanders say they'll extend their, in quotations, revolution. Sanders' backers have already helped shape the party's proposed platform. What will that mean for Democrats in Michigan?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they have a presence at the convention tomorrow in Lansing. At this point, I think Democrats are focused on choosing their down-ballot nominees, firing up the troops with Texas Senator Wendy Davis, who, you know, was kind of an icon of the reproductive rights movement.
Right. She's keynote speaker. Yeah.
Right. She will be the keynote speaker, which is a pretty big contrast to the keynote speaker over at the Republican convention with former ambassador to the UN, John Bolton, under George W. Bush. And I do think the Democrats are, you know, focused on uniting behind Clinton, which has largely happened, but really looking at 2018 when they are very eager to retake the governorship.
So you don't think that they'll have the same kind of unity problems that the Republicans have? I mean, the Sanders folks say they're going to be there and they're going to make their progressive policies an important part of the Democratic Party in Michigan.
These conventions tend to be inside baseball. This is for the really big activists to attend and pay attention to, unlike the Republican National Convention or the Democratic National Convention, where, you know, you see speeches on national television and people are aware of them. These platform fights are things that most voters are not really keyed into. And, you know, the Democrats certainly have issues with unity. You know, there are a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters who are still not very happy with Hillary Clinton and want the agenda for the party pushed very far left. But I think that their voices get magnified a lot because there are some very vocal Sanders supporters out there. If you look at the polling, Democrats have really largely coalesced around Clinton, just like any other nominee. The difference with the Republicans is that you're not seeing that with Donald Trump. You know, he is only getting about 83% of Republicans, and there have been such high-profile defections. And so, you know, it's inevitable that that's going to spill over into their convention this weekend with Democrats. It's more of a typical convention, I think, where you're always going to have some disagreements, but with the Republicans, they have a real issue.
I want to change subjects on both of you. The Attorney General, Bill Schuette, and Governor Rick Snyder's administration are fighting in the court. Last night, Schuette's office issued this statement, and that is, quote, Genesee County judge has recognized Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is the subject of a criminal investigation and should not be performing any investigation of the Legionella or lead poisoning in Flint. The judge authorized this protective order to preserve the evidence in the ongoing criminal investigation. So it's basically saying the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services shouldn't be dealing with anything that the Genesee County Health Department has to deal with. What's going on here? Ken, let's start with you.
Well, we have right now we've got dueling press releases over a confidential court order out of Genesee County. And frankly, I think one of the issues in an age of transparency is why do we have these confidential orders? If this were an email issue, the media would be all over it in terms of the need for transparency. And so we don't know because it is confidential. But on the surface of it, if the Department of Health and Human Services, if they are being prevented from doing their public health responsibility when it comes to Legionella, the cause of it, and how do you deal with it up in Genesee County, I think that's a huge problem. I don't think a criminal investigation over the past action of some employees should be allowed to get in the way of a department exercising its public health responsibility. But I quickly add, we just don't know what's going on because this court order is confidential.
Susan?
Yeah, and right now, like you mentioned, they're doing press releases from Attorney General Bill Schuette, who's a Republican. And, you know, he and the Genesee County prosecutor, David Layton, ironically, they ran against each other in 2010. They are on one side, and their claim is that this is not going to hurt public health at all, whereas Governor Rick Snyder and his administration are claiming that the order will do exactly that, and it's frankly punitive. And so I agree with Ken, given its confidentiality, it's really hard to make too many statements as to what's going on here.
I'm just wondering how this affects Flint residents and their health concerns because of Flint's water. Anybody have an answer to that one? I guess we should get them
well,
on.
Well, I guess, and once again, I think both Susan and I are a little hesitant to make judgments because this order is confidential. But I'm going to say that if the Department of Health and Human Services is being prevented from doing its public health job because of past activity from some employees, I think that's a problem.
That's Ken Sikkema. He's Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan Demas is the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Thanks to both of you for talking.
Thank you.
Thank you.